We want to welcome from the Chamber of Commerce here in McLean County, Charlie Moore and Tracy Andrecki joining us, too. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
It's been a while since I've seen you in the studio.
It has been a while. You're right.
We love having you back. So Charlie is singing your praises, as he said that you pulled off a big party the other night.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, it certainly wasn't all by myself. We have a good team at the Chamber that all contributed in one way or another, and then we had the support of a lot of our local vendors here to put on a fabulous event.
So you had 600 people? Wow.
Yeah, a little more
than
600.
Over 600, yeah.
That's crazy. And
hey, how many of the guys were in black ties?
Oh, probably, I'm going to say 60%.
Yeah, I'd
60,
say so.
70%.
Everybody looked so wonderful.
And Charlie, we want to know if you own one.
I do.
See?
I do. But let me tell you a little
Good
secret.
Guess.
So it's one of those that my wife for the last 2 weeks said, you better try that on. In the morning of I tried it on, I went, oh, no. So
you lost too much weight?
A quick plug to the Men's Warehouse who cut that thing up real quick and put it back together for me like in 2 hours.
Did you lose too much weight?
Because you lost weight.
Yeah, which is a good thing. So let's just hope next year they don't have to go back. And can you put that material back in?
Save the extra pieces.
That's right. Then don't throw that away.
Yeah. He's going to have a pleated tuxedo.
Well, we have heard some names coming out this morning of people that won awards, but I thought it would be fun to at least go back down through the list of some of those folks as you give out these great awards for the community. And how did this all come to be from the beginning?
For the whole process, the award process is such that we collect nominations for all of the different award categories. There's six. So we presented six awards on Saturday night. So going back to October is when we secure all nominations for the different awards. And then it goes through a process of narrowing down to finalists. And then we send the nominations to different chambers across the state of Illinois that judge the nomination packets. And they're judged based off their community service, their business distinctiveness, and just, you know, kind of overall customer relations. And so then after those are scored, then we have a winner. So we've actually known the winners for a little while, but we kept that tight-lipped.
But you don't tell anybody until that evening.
That's right.
So people attend not really knowing whether they're going to win or not. So I'm sure there's some shocked folks that are in that room.
Yeah, so we announced in December, we announced the finalists. So five finalists in each of the award categories were announced. And so they all attended on Saturday night, and then we announced the winner. The one exception to that is we announced our Legacy of Excellence winner, who's given to an individual as opposed to a business. We announced Jerome Maddox as the recipient of that award in December at our business after hours.
And so what makes this Legacy of Excellence award? Is this someone that volunteers, or is it someone you choose that works with organizations or their business?
Pretty much all of the above.
Okay.
Yeah. So just as kind of the name states, it's a legacy of excellence. So someone who's really made their impact in McLean County over years, throughout their career, throughout their personal life, has really made an impact on a lot of different organizations and on McLean County as a whole. And so he was nominated, and then, of course, he was selected as the recipient. We announced it in advance. I kind of got to know Jerome a little bit over this last month, and it was a well-deserving award for him. And he received a standing ovation as he took the stage on Saturday night. And through some tears and choked up, I think, he accepted the award. And it was a wonderful night for him and his family.
I think that was actually one of the quotes that we got, as he said, I was humbled. I didn't expect anybody to see the things that I was doing like that. So,
but, you know, that's one of the things that makes that award really unique and fun, too, is that there are so many unsung heroes in our community that do such great things every day. And the opportunity to lift folks up who are doing things behind the scenes, they're doing things right when no one's watching and they're not looking for the credit, and the opportunity to lift them up and give them accolades is one of the fun things about this award. And so, you know, there's so many people that do so amazing things in our community. And that's the fun thing about this night, is that we have the opportunity to take a look at not only their business successes, but also their community engagement and their philanthropic givings and their true desire to be do good for McLean County as a whole. And so that's one of the things that we want to make sure not only Jerome is our Legacy of Excellence Award winner, but all of our finalists, all of them who are doing such wonderful things. And so while there's a winner in each one of the categories, all of them are indeed doing wonderful things that make McLean County a great place to do business. And so they're all listed on our website, and we continue and will continue to lift them up as well, so people realize that these folks are doing great things every day.
Well, just looking at even like large business category, we know that the Dabskis from McDonald's had won, and we've had quotes from them. But in that same category, you had Bloomington Normal Marriott, Bloomington Public School District number 87. I mean, that's a big one to be in a nomination category. Distill and then DoubleTree by Hilton. And you sit there and you look at all of these people and you say, how do you choose one?
That's exactly why we send them out of town.
Yeah, we don't choose.
So you don't. So you send them off for someone else to make
the
decision.
Exactly. Yeah, so we rely on other professionals from Chamber of Commerce across the state. So they're, you know, an unbiased opinion. They're going off of what we're giving them to score. And so they choose.
So as you looked at large business, we know McDonald's had picked that up. Small business category, was that First Farmers State Bank?
It was.
Okay, and then in the green industry, it was Henson Disposal and Recycling, if I remember correctly.
That is correct.
And micro business, so does that mean that's even smaller than a small business?
It does. It does.
Scott, I hear you laughing. You're thinking microbrew. It's a tiny business. It's Specs Around Town won that, correct?
That's right.
But I don't look at Julie's business as small because she's all over town.
It's based on employee count is how we do it. And it's really difficult because everyone has their own definition of what's a small business. There are people who have 150 employees and consider themselves a small business, which we do not. So it just depends on if you go through the Small Business Administration's explanation of a small business or how do you define that. So when we put these awards together 7 years ago, we kind of came up with our own definitions of what's a micro, what's a small, what's a large. That way we're consistent. So that way when people are being nominated, they know where do they fall within those categories.
And then the category for McLean County that you can never forget, and the one that always impresses me, is that nonprofit category. And was it Faith in Action that took that home?
It was.
So pretty amazing. It's just pretty amazing as you continue to work with these people year after year. How have you seen this program grow over time?
You know, it's continued to evolve. It's really, I know I heard, you know, Scott chatted earlier, I think maybe before we went on the air, about how many people were in black tie. And, you know, I would say about 70% in the gowns that come out. This is an opportunity where the cocktail hour is about as long as the event because people want this opportunity to see and be seen. It's an opportunity to network. It's an opportunity to see a lot of people that you don't get a chance to talk to on a regular basis and enjoy themselves in a casual conversation. It's there might be business talk. There might be political talk, but it's behind the scenes because when it comes to that night, it's all about the accolades of the community, of the award winners, how we're going to make progress and go forward. It's a little bit about the chamber. It's our passing of the gavel. So the gavel is passed from Carl Teichman as our 2016 board chairman to Steve Deno as a 2017 board chairman. And then, of course, I had the opportunity to give my thanks, and as I said that night, while I'm already up on my soapbox, let's just keep going and continue to talk about what's the chamber doing and how do we need everyone to come together. And I think you're going to hear that a lot from the chamber this year in our communication efforts is that, you know, really in 2017, it's a pivotal year. There's a lot of changes happening, you know, from a federal perspective, which is a topic of the conversation. State, you know, with our state budget woes and the continued conversation that happens there. But locally, what do we have the opportunity to take control of? What do we have the ability to actually have influence on? And so we can't do it independently, and we shouldn't try to do it independently, and we can't do it individually, but we can do it together. So together, this is us. And that's our focus this year, is that as a community, together, this is us. And how do we band together? And it's not that, as I commented the other night, stick our heads in the sand and play ignorant to what's going on to the external forces. But moreover, where is it that we can have an influence? Where is it that we can engage and move forward? And that's, you know, the spirit of the evening. Let's come together. Let's figure this out. Let's see what our next steps look like. How do we intentionally move McLean County forward and continue to be competitive? And so who's helping us do just that? And that's really another shining example of those businesses who were nominated and were the winners for our excellence awards.
So did we miss anyone we need to say thank you to? Because I know that your list is probably so long.
There are so many people that we could thank. You know, at the beginning of when we first got here, I talked about all the people that kind of helped put this event together. So, yeah, I would like to thank a few people. Mike Pullman and his team at Palace Events were absolutely phenomenal.
Fantastic.
In putting together the whole look and feel of the room. They worked so hard around the clock to make sure that it was perfect. Absolute Light and Sound, Tim Tafflinger and his team doing all of our AV needs and a few additional decor items. Viva La Flora providing all the beautiful centerpieces. Pit Printing provided a little bit of extra decor. The white gala script that is showing up all over social media above everyone's heads when they walked in was provided by them. Of course, Boppy has provided a lot of our printing needs over the years for our invitations and programs. Sarah Peterson Photography did all the photos for us for the night. And then, of course, Chef Carl and all the DoubleTree staff and Snyder were phenomenal. They are always great to work with, and they really pulled off a wonderful evening for us. Everyone together made it a great night.
Such a fun county to be part of a chamber for, I'm sure.
Absolutely. And you know, there are so many people that are all pulling in the same direction. And if we can continue to pull in the same direction, but the list of folks that Tracy just talked about all really made the night fantastic. And of course, with Tracy as a conductor to pull it all together and make sure
conductor,
that we all...
Conductor, I like that. Thanks.
As we all, you know, we had a lot of hashtag, you know, references on Saturday night. And so, you know, I think my hashtag afterwards was hashtag nailed it, you know, and pulling it all together. But we are blessed to have a phenomenal team at the Chamber office with our board of directors who gives us the ability and the guidance to move forward. And Tracy, who pulled this event together, and we have a lot more now. We have the post-gala, about 10 sheets of projects to do now that have been on hold for the last month or so. So now we just continue to move forward. But you're right. McLean County is an amazing place. And another tagline we say pretty routinely is that you have to live here to know here, to really understand who we are as a community, how we do band together, how there are ways that we can look forward, but how do we intentionally do so, you know, from this point and going on. And so a great time. So hopefully the gala is a great way to launch 2017 and get people in the mindset to move forward.
So as we talk post-gala, then we have the next event we talked about when you walked in before we went on the air was the Ag event that's coming up.
Yeah, our awards dinner.
A couple of ag events.
Yeah, a couple. February 23rd, Thursday night, the Agriculture Awards Dinner at the Holiday Inn in Suites Bloomington Airport Hotel. And that's where we will honor some different individuals in the agriculture industry. We'll present the awards that night. And then shortly following that is our Agriculture Awareness Breakfast, March 23rd at the DoubleTree. So we're looking forward to those. And then we have a whole slew of events planned for the remainder of the year. So.
And a couple new ones, and some that are community-wide. So stay tuned as we,
can't tell us.
Our post-gala brainstorming will launch here shortly. But a couple things coming up in June that hopefully we'll be able to announce before too long and really get some excitement about. And it's not just for the Chamber, it's for the community as a whole. So we'll look forward to some fun on that.
Scott said you would be less dead to him for taking producer Laura if you shared those now with him. Right, Scott?
I'm always looking for just a little tidbit, something that nobody else has.
Of course.
Boy, I wish I could do that, but we're just not quite there yet.
Yeah, we'll be there.
Sorry, Scott.
Are you going to be up, Scott, and around by the beginning of March for breakfast or no?
I'm heavily medicated. I can't even answer that question.
Well, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. All right. Well, did you get everything you needed, Scott? Because we kind of didn't give you time to talk.
No, that was fine. I was just sitting back enjoying it.
Hopefully you didn't fall asleep on me. All right.
Well, the one last thing I would say is hopefully by late this morning, all the videos that were played at the gala, so all of our Excellence Awards winners receive or have a video talking about their accomplishments and who they are by a variety of different people from throughout the community. So if you go to McLeanCOChamber.org, they'll be right on the front page, and so you'll get to see all six of our award winners there. And there was another gala video that was played. It's more of a recap of where we've been in 2016, where we're going in 2017 from a chamber perspective. That'll be on the front page as well.
All right, and if people haven't visited that website, they should, because there's always tons of information and a calendar of events. What's that website again?
McLeanCOChamber.org.
All right. Thank you so much, Charlie Moore and Tracy Andrecki, for joining us this morning.